I'm speaking now with EDMZ Security, with Patrick Wheeler, VP of Business Development. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. So, Patrick, just to get us started, maybe you can familiarize our users with EDMZ if they've never come across you guys before. What do you do?
Okay. Well, EDMZ does a couple of things. Our primary product since our origination is the Password Auto Repository. Password Auto Repository is a solution for shared account management. That would be accounts that multiple people need access to, but you need to know who accesses it and when, and the ability to control that to provide individual accountability, and we automate that process. So that's the Password Auto Repository. Our other product is eGuardPost, which records the sessions and answers the next logical question, what did a person do when they accessed these accounts?
Sure.
And we're able to record those, archive them, play them back, and provide valuable insight that traditionally hasn't been available for companies.
Sure, I've seen a quick demo, and we're actually going to record something afterwards, so I urge people to take a look at that video as well. Let's talk about vendor management for a moment. I know in the banking industry that's a huge issue. I think maybe up until recently there's been something in the industry where they say, okay, we're dealing with the third party, we're using their applications, we're just going to trust their security controls.
Right.
And now all of a sudden I think the OCC has released some guidelines, and vendor management has just become a huge issue over the past year. Regulators are getting tighter. They want financial institutions to understand the security controls of the vendors that they're using. How does this EDMZ product help with that?
Well, that's actually a great question. I mean, traditionally people have recognized that obviously there's an issue when you're giving people access.
Sure, I don't want to make it sound like, people were like in the dark. But the
key for us is now that we have a solution, people recognize that there's something they can do about it. So from our standpoint, we see remote vendor access, third-party access is a great driver for what we do. The ability to be able to record and then later on play back what happened provides valuable insights to the company.
But how's that different from what goes on now? I mean, right now, I guess, vendor connects to the network. You can tell maybe their IP address or where they're coming from, but that's about it. You can't really tell much about what they're doing during that session. How does this...
Well, two things. Two things that are unique about eGuardPost is we provide an exact recording of what they do. So you're allowed to play that back. So a graphical representation, every mouse click, where they go, you'll see exactly what was done. The other thing is people know their sessions are being recorded. And from that standpoint, it changes behavior. Not only are they aware from a security standpoint, but you'll find that they're also more efficient.
Mm.
Then, one of the new things is announced just this Monday at the RSA show is we've introduced PCM. PCM is the ability to do privilege command management. And so we further refine the capabilities of someone when you're giving them this remote access. We can limit the individual commands that the person can do once they're connected to the back-end system. So that provides the ability for a bank, in this case, to say, I'm going to give this third party access, but I'm going to limit what they can do, and I'm going to record, and I'm going to see exactly what happens. So given the traditional approach of just allowing them to connect and hoping they're going to, follow the rules versus actually limiting what they can do and recording it, it certainly goes a long way.
It's like you're completely omniscient. You know everything that's going on at all times, and if you want to go back, you can actually see what happened.
Yeah, and that's really the goal. We have some people that use a product like a camera in the parking lot. They go back when they perceive a problem or they want to investigate. We have other people that have formalized it, and they have controls, and they require somebody to look at every single session when a third party comes in.
Now, how about we shift gears a bit? Let's talk about internal personnel, production environments, application developers, that sort of thing. Developers, how does this help with that?
Another great question. One of the things that we've really seen in the last year, and we never perceived this as being a big driver, but now it's probably even more so than third-party remote access, is developers' access to production. Everybody recognizes that you usually want some type of QA environment, and you go through a test environment before you apply things into production. In the real world, we know that's not the case. We know that many times developers need access, direct access to production environments. Rather than just trust again what they're doing,
sure,
we're able to record that session. Administratively, it's no different to them. So there's no latency, there's no additional controls that they perceive. So it's not a big deal for them to go through eGuardPost guard posts to gain access to their systems. But the ability to then record provides valuable insight. From a security standpoint, obviously you get to see what the person did. But to the extent that they could be introducing problems, many times even latent, you have the ability to go back from a quality control standpoint and see what went wrong. So it actually has an ROI. I have customers that would spend, thousands of hours trying to troubleshoot a latent problem.
Sure.
Now with eGuard Post, you say, let me see who's touched this account in the last 30 days. You aggregate their files, review them, and in hours you can figure out what used to take thousands of hours.
All right. Now, if someone is contacting you, what's the impetus for getting involved in this type of technology? Do you find that maybe they just got a bad score on an audit, or are they just very proactive? Why do they want to work with EDMZ?
Well, it falls into both categories. You'd like to think that the awareness of the solution is what's driving them to see us. The fact that there's a recognition this is an ongoing problem, they become aware of the technology, and they'd like to try to address it. But to be honest, we do have people that fall into the camp of there's a problem, and we want to make sure we don't want to repeat this.
Yeah.
And typically, it's an expensive lesson. On the password auto repository, from a regulatory standpoint, many times there's a push. You mentioned OCC earlier. Outside auditors, Sarbanes-Oxley, PCI, those are all big drivers. And if you look at the actual requirements, the password auto repository in conjunction with the eGuard post goes a long way in solving some of their compliance issues.
Very good. Patrick, one more question for you before we go. For our users that couldn't make it out to the conference this year, what's some words of wisdom or some advice you can leave them with?
Well, it's interesting. I think people look at the economy and they wonder how economy affects security. And I think there's a recognition here that, you can't skimp on security.
Sure.
You need to be proactive because the cost of bad security is still more expensive than ever.
Sure.
And it's something that you can't cut back on. So we believe that it's always a good investment and will continue to be.
Very good. Well, thanks once again with Patrick Wheeler of EDMZ Security. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.